As Words was recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Do, 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 do.
And they're always glad you came.
Do, I do, know do, the do. Words.
All right. Welcome to the stuff segment of the S Words podcast, where we take your suggestions as well and talk about stuff.
Man, Dom, way to steal it away from me, huh?
Hey, I get to steal your thunder sometimes, all right?
You need to start with Hollywood Voice. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Suggestions and Stuff segment of the S Words podcast. I'm Dominic Nguyen.
And like I'm Kevin Chu.
And I'm Wolverine. We have with us two guest hosts, two brand new guest hosts. We have Mr. Sung Lee from Infinity Studios, formerly Infinity Studios, no longer from Infinity Studios.
No longer.
Oh, okay.
And I'm Michael Lee from Nowhere in Particular. Thanks very much.
Yes. So we have Mike and Sung with us today, and we're going through your suggestions and stuff today. Actually, stuff and suggestions. We go straight into stuff first. I hope you have something ready for us, Dom.
Oh, sorry.
What is number five for this week?
My number five for this week, I was rereading a lot of the Myth Adventures books today and yesterday because of WonderCon and meeting Phil Foglio again.
What are Myth Adventure books?
They're really old fantasy from like the early 80s, late 70s.
Written by Robert Asprin.
And they're basically, do you remember those On the Road movies with, the Road 2 movies with Bob Hope and, was it Nat Cole? Nat King Cole?
I know the Road to Perdition
Bing
movie.
Crosby, I think.
Was it Bing Crosby? Okay, it was Bing Crosby. And it's about two fantasy con men going around being con men. It's hilarious stuff.
All right. Well, I don't know anything about this, really.
Let me lend you the...
they're books, right?
Yeah, let me lend you...
They're novels, right?
Yeah, they're novels, but they also got adapted into graphic novel form by a good...
Now you're speaking my language.
A good friend of mine,
language
Phil Foglio.
Of pictures.
So, yeah, and I talk to the Foglios often, and maybe someday we'll have them on our podcast.
Yes, I know you've been expressing to have them on the show for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be driving all the way down to San Diego to speak with them.
Oh, yeah.
That's not till July, folks.
Not till July, folks.
All right. Mr. Sung, you are brand new. What is number five on your list of things, or actually stuff?
Well, a lot of what I've been doing recently revolves around the fact that I no longer am working, so my number five right now is sleeping.
Hey, that was Ian's number five last week.
Wow, sleeping is such a popular
I don't
stuff
understand
choice.
It.
You stole my choice.
I can already tell you folks that sleeping is not on my list from this past week.
Yeah, I got 3 hours or so the night before WonderCon because I got up early to get my badge and I stayed up late to play my number one.
All right. Well, I'm on con sleep mode right now, which means very little sleep, but normally a lot of sleep. Right, lately, anyways.
Oh, I'm still waiting, man.
I'm envious.
I want that week. I would put it at number one then, too. All right, Mike, what's your number five? Come on.
My number five is a movie I recently finished watching. It's called Red Cliff. It's John Woo's latest. It's based on...
Oh, I've heard about this.
I heard that they characterized Guan Yu all wrong. That's what Albert said, at least.
Albert said the actor they got for Guan Yu is too small, and he really is because...
He's not 6 foot six.
He's not 7 feet tall.
7 feet
with
tall with a...
blazingly red skin and a huge 80-pound axe, you know, eviscerating people in half.
So is this Dynasty Warriors the movie by John Woo?
Almost.
You could call it that. It's pretty close.
So is there the usual John Woo style in this, or this is just... If you didn't know it was John Woo, would you... Okay. Are there doves?
Didn't John Woo start on period flicks?
Really?
I think he's... Well, I know he's most famous for the whole gangster thing.
But before he did the gangster thing, before he did A Better Tomorrow and redefined the genre, I think he was doing period flicks. We'll have to look that up.
I don't know.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
Well, Kevin was asking if I didn't know John Woo directed it, would I be able to know this is a John Woo film? Probably not. There was no dove flying around.
Really? And it's not exactly like you can have two guns.
Two guns.
two swords
and while jumping.
There's two guns.
No,
that
two
shoot
guns
swords.
While jumping.
Gun swords.
Although now that I think about it, no, there actually was a bird in flight scene. So it wasn't the signature doves that I'm used to, but there was a bird in flight scene.
Is it good? Because like John Woo for me is very on and off.
Let's see. As I understand it, part one of Red Cliff is on. Part two is very off.
So this is actually two movies, or what is it? There's an intermission?
Basically, the movie was too long to release all at once, so they filmed, you know, 4 hours worth of movie, or six, or whatever it is, and released it in two parts.
Like Kill Bill.
Wow.
Like Kill Bill, yes.
So if I did watch it, I can just think that there's only one movie.
Yeah.
I'll be more satisfied.
You would probably, it's just like the Matrix trilogy. Wait, sorry, the Matrix movie. There was only one.
There was only one.
Just like there's no Jersey Girl movie, right?
And there's no Highlander 2, 3, or 4.
The planet judged.
Well, actually, in terms... Wow, you managed to get Sean Connery in, and we're not even at the five-minute mark. I also have a movie for my number five, and it is a movie that I was actually looking forward to when I first heard about it. It is based on a, I think, Spanish movie, or actually, I'm not sure.
Quarantine?
Quarantine, yes. Yeah. Is based on the Spanish movie Wreck. And Quarantine I saw on Blu-ray disc through Netflix rental. And so, you know, I love zombie movies. You know, the whole idea of the first-person perspective through the entire movie I thought could have been kind of cool. Even at 90 minutes, this movie feels really long. And, you know, for a zombie movie, you don't really have to do much to get the point across. You start the infection and you kill everyone. I really just felt like I wasted a lot of my time. And, you know,
isn't the twist that they all have rabies?
Yeah, it's just supposed to be well, there's no twist in it. The twist is... they thought it was rabies, but they become zombies.
That's, oh boy,
that's pretty much it.
I do like the main girl that's in it though. She's
Where's she from? Dexter. Oh,
Actually, I believe she's either married or engaged to the person who plays Dexter, and their brother and sister in the show.
That's not awkward.
Well, okay, their brother and their stepbrother sister.
Okay.
So that makes it all better.
It makes it all better, especially by Japanese romance standards.
Originally, I was wondering, I was like, even like the main character in this movie, I don't know who she is. So I felt like I just thought it was very B movie level. It is still very B movie level. But yeah, if you love zombie movies, I can't even recommend that too much. It's just kind of too much of a waste of time.
Ouch.
Which reminds me of something else we saw this past week.
Oh, don't even say that.
Okay,
name.
We're not talking about that anymore. Dom, go straight to number four. Make us forget.
My number four is a Sporn game. Well, it's the demo for a Sporn game. They released another demo for it.
So Sporn Games makes the tags list again.
Yes, it does.
You know, if we did have the tag cloud, it would be the biggest word.
All right, my job here is done. So yeah, it's the Baldur's Sky demo again. They've released three demos so far. One was just to get you used to the combat system. It was a tutorial demo. The second one was a tournament demo to see how many things you could kill at once. And the third one is a story demo, and so you actually get to meet the characters and such, which is only interesting if, you know, you don't care about mech combat and want to meet girls and whatever. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. March 27th. I'm sure that if we have Albert and Danny on that week, that will hit the top five for their stuff too. Sporn Games.
Baldur Sporn.
So am I to assume that every week up till the release of that game, one of their top five is going to be this demo, and once the game comes out, one of the top five will be this game?
It might be safe to assume that, yes.
Oh, that's going to be an interesting time.
And
at least we can go through yours really quickly.
Yeah. Oh, it's another Sporn game this week. Skip me out.
All right, Sung. So four is for forget. Make us forget and think of something new.
Well, I guess my number four is Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah.
I know you joined like a while ago, but because you have nothing to do.
I have nothing to do. It's a nice time waster. Oh, no, I mean, that's literally what it is. I mean, and plus you get to stalk people that, you know, you haven't seen in 20 years.
Stalk is another S word.
My sister actually...
stalk goes in scraps.
my sister got me to join Facebook by telling me that she needed someone to be her ringer in Scrabble and in... Boggle. She's like, I'm playing as these guys, but they're kicking my butt, so I need you. You're good with words. go. And so I would log on to Facebook and beat these people at word games by like 50 points.
Facebook games, by the way, are
incredibly low budget.
They're fun, but they're also meant to be played like days and months, you know, like in a span. So that there's very little to do, and except for watching a clock for many of these games, which is sadly what I do a lot of the time.
You also watch your BitTorrent windows as they complete.
Wow, so
you need a job.
Four is for forget. Please make us forget that one and go to something else, Mike. Come on.
This is, well, it's kind of unfortunate, but it's a very old thing. It's come back recently for me. It's Sakura Taisen. It's,
which one?
Actually, I've
four.
Been, actually, no. I've
the
been,
one you wish to forget.
Four didn't happen.
Like Highlander 2. Actually, I've been watching the Budokan Live DVD that Dom actually got for me from Amazon quite some time ago. I finally opened that.
Wow, there's actual things that have gotten unshrink-wrapped in your house, Mike?
Yeah, I know. It's rare, isn't it?
I know. I mean, don't you still have your Final Fantasy XI and its hard drive for the PS2 in shrink-wrapped?
Untouched.
Yeah.
I remember walking into your room, like, this is way back when, and just seeing Kinokuniya bags.
The story,
just,
yes.
Literally the bags right here. Come home, put the bags down, and then just leave them there. And well, there'll just be rows of them.
Well, yeah, there was still a good, you know, 8 inches of hallway left to walk through.
Was this back when you were subscribing to magazines, or was it just buying things and putting them there?
Little column A, little column B.
Because I have a big old stack of monthlies, but those stack up really high because they're thicker than my head.
Those things are basically just like the
their phone books.
The building blocks for homeless people to create an igloo.
Yes, actually.
Yes, I used to.
I plan to live in mine.
I used to subscribe to
Magazine Z.
Magazine Z because it had Sakura Taisen in it.
So, did you ever read them?
Yeah.
Okay. There
was
you
a
go.
Metroid one in there too, wasn't there?
Yes, but I didn't really follow it because it was confusing.
Yeah,
Samus
it was really
raised
confusing.
By Metroids. What's up with that?
What?
Exactly.
Oh, that makes no sense.
Whoa, so it's not Chozo?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Thus, confusing.
Samus is another S word.
Yeah, we've had
someone mention Samus before.
Multiple times, actually. Could you please stop suggesting Samus, people on the internet? All right, Kevin, bring us your number four.
With a bullet. Bullet. Bullet.
Well, for my number four, I've finally caught up with my stack of comic books that have built up in the past 3 months. And when I mean comic books, I don't mean trade paperbacks. I mean just the individual issues. I am still working on trade paperbacks, except I just bought, I think, another 9 of them at WonderCon today. But I finally caught up with them, and I still can't get over the fact of how good Invincible is, the Robert Kirkman series from Image Comics. And they did a crossover with the Astounding Wolfman, which is also a Robert Kirkman comic. And it's just been so fantastic. It's, if you really have not yet read Invincible, at least read the first few trades because they suck you in really, really easily. I know Chris, who was one of our guest hosts, who's also listening to us right now live, he really enjoyed it. And I was expecting him to just never read them and just tell me, oh, yeah, I like them. But definitely check out Invincible. I can't recommend it enough. It's, and hardly anyone that I ever recommend it to ever does read them. So you can be one of the first few.
It's a shame that you can't see Kevin's face light up when he talks about Invincible. It's eerie.
Invincible is the comic book series that really brought me back into comic books.
Hung swears by Invincible, and I agreed with all of Hung's suggestions so far.
It is one of the few series that I am willing to buy all the single issues, all the trade paperbacks, all the hardcover editions, and the absolute editions of when I finally remember to do it. But I have been following with the trades and the individual issues, and it's the one reason why I cannot stop my comic book subscriptions, because I really just can't wait for those trades to come out. Anyways, going to number three.
Number three, falling slightly from last week, is Street Fighter IV.
Ooh.
Largely because I disconnected my American Xbox to plug in my Japanese Xbox for number one. But my Street Fighter IV continues apace. I've actually been reading a lot of theory about it, too, while I haven't been able to play it myself. I've been reading Serlin. Serlin.net, by the way, is run by David Serlin, the guy who, among other things, is a renowned game designer. He did HD Remix. And he actually doesn't like Street Fighter 4 that much. So it's
I was reading that article, and I agreed with a lot of stuff, especially his talk about how it's not really noob-friendly, even though everyone's claiming it is.
It's not that noob-friendly. It has a high level of skill involved, and it's difficult to pull off these one-frame cancels and things like that.
Yeah, and speaking as a noob, I say, yeah, it was not that friendly for me.
I mean, as a noob playing against a noob, yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's a perfectly fine game to play at the basic level. But once you get into the higher level with the EX cancels, the focus dashes, all that crazy one-frame stuff, then it's ridiculous. But I still play it. I still play it against Danny. And I still managed to take matches against him. So that's my number three.
All right, Sung, number three.
Something exciting? Is actually a panel I'm looking forward to tomorrow at WonderCon, which is Chuck.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck.
Chuck is...
From McG.
Is just everything I could ever want in a show and more. It's hilarious. It's exciting. It's has really nice-looking women.
and the good thing about it is that unlike certain TV shows written by certain people you are a big fan of, they won't kill people at random for the sake of killing people.
Well, I mean, the whole point of the show is just to be lighthearted and fun. I think that's something we're missing a lot of nowadays.
Yeah, but I do know that you haven't seen the later.
Okay. I'm still working my way through the first season.
It does get a little more serious.
There is drama in it. I'm a huge fan of the series myself.
But they won't at random impale the pilot. You know, for the sake of impaling the pilot and burying
the pilot, the pilot deserved to die.
What do you mean? He did not deserve to die.
Are we talking about the same series?
Serenity?
No, I was talking about Lost.
Oh.
Serenity. Dude! I mean, we do not condone spoilers.
It's also an S-word.
The movie has been out for so long. It's your fault.
It's your own fault. If you haven't seen Serenity by now, then it's your fault that they canceled Firefly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck it.
Back to Chuck, because it's a good show that deserves mention again.
Is that your number three, Mike, or is it your number one?
Oh, I wish I did have it on the list here, because I am a big fan of the show myself. My number three actually loops back around. It's another Tyson game, Sangoku Tyson, which is the Three Kingdoms game by Sega. It's a collectible card game. It has recently been ported to the DS.
Where it is a lot less expensive than it was in the arcade, let me tell you.
Yeah, it helps to not pay, you know, $5 a game to get three cards.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't play. That's why I played Quiz Magic Academy instead in the arcade.
You and your touching games.
Hey,
is that the one where you have to clean off the screen?
No, that's Idolmaster. Would you stop calling Quiz Magic Academy a dirty game? Just because people grope the maid. I never did that.
Does people mean Dom?
Because in Quiz Magic Academy 4, they put a protective barrier over her breasts. It was hilarious. I'll show you the YouTube video after
Does
this.
She wear like armor or something?
No, it's a magic barrier.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, Kevin.
Dom's touching games is going to be another big one in the cloud, isn't it?
Well, actually, my number three, and this just tells you how little of anything I've really gotten done this week. My number three for this week is WonderCon. It's been a while since I've actually been to a convention. I think the last time I was in a convention was, Penny Arcade Expo in September. Well, I wasn't really that excited about that one.
Do you count our interview of Johnny Young Bosch at AOD?
No, I was not really an attendee.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Anyways, WonderCon happens every February in San Francisco, and it's basically like Comic-Con Lite. And I've enjoyed it every single year. It's very much the casual version of Comic-Con, in which you don't have to kill people to get a hotel room, and you can, you know, eat at places that don't charge $5 for macaroni and cheese.
Well, you do have to kill people for parking, but that's just San Francisco in general.
But at least you can take the BART in. In San Diego, you gotta wait for that really slow trolley, or you can get harassed by the people with the bicycles. But anyways, that's for July. And WonderCon's been very, very fun this year. I very much enjoyed the presentation by Pixar for their new movie Up.
Yes.
It was actually
Which
a lot more...
for as an autograph of Anna Baldwin.
Oh, you got the...
Yeah, that's when I got the autograph.
Oh, okay. And Adam Baldwin being from Chuck.
Yes.
And Serenity.
And Serenity. Wow. And possibly Lost. Anyways, WonderCon's been a blast, and if you ever get the chance to go check it out, it is in San Francisco. It's a city that starts with an S, You should definitely go. It's only $12 really for Saturday, even if you just wanted to go.
$10 for Sunday.
Yeah, $10 for Sunday, and you know, there's good stuff there. Just and you don't have to worry so much as Comic-Con. It's not scary at all.
Comic-Con scary to you?
I think it's scary in terms of preparation and making sure you get into the room.
That's fair enough. You go to the Hollywood room a lot more than
I do. Yes, I go to the Hollywood room a lot, and I have to bear through absolute terror of watching really stupid panels just so I can wait for the panel I want to actually go to.
Yeah, me being me, my major activity at these conventions is wandering the floor and saying hi to all the people I know, which is a lot of people.
I really miss that.
So anyway.
Number two, make these count. Gentlemen.
My number two is interview preparation, not just setting up interviews for the S-Words, but I also have a job interview next week, and if that goes well, I'll be able to talk about it and, you know, give you guys occasional stories without violating my NDA. And Kevin is crouched over laughing right now because he knows what my interview is for, and he's...
I hope you get the job so that we can get the stories. Yeah. I'm so dying to hear what it's like.
And I know about it too, and yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So what will you do once you become a lion trainer?
Train lions, obviously.
For P.T. Barnum.
Yes. All right, Sung, what's your number two?
My number two is somewhat similar to Dom's. It is job searching. I do have a few interviews lined up for next week as well. Nothing particularly exciting, but I also have some other things that I'm looking into as well.
Are you also possibly becoming a lion trainer?
Are you guys interviewing for the same position?
Yeah, actually, we both have to train the same lion at the same time, and whoever the lion accepts is now the new lion tamer.
So whichever one the lion doesn't eat.
Yeah.
You two both pretend there's only one reservation left at the Marriott Hotel and Marina in San Diego.
Refresh.
And one of you guys got to win it. One has to sleep on the streets. One gets to invite three friends in for a very, very posh place.
I've slept with Sung before. What are you talking about?
I have slept with you before, too, and I don't remember it being that exciting.
Sadly, I have also slept with Dom. Making this one a clean sweep.
Hold on, wait, let me see. Scott, I have slept with Scott, who's also in this room.
That's very true.
I have not slept with Chris, although I've kissed him.
Yes, he has kissed.
That's way more than sleeping with him. That's love.
That's love, man. That's love. All right, Mike, what's your number two? Is it love?
No, actually, I'm going to sound like
sleeping with Dom.
No, he's been busy with you guys at WonderCon. At the risk of sounding like a broken record, Three Kingdoms, The Romance of the Three Kingdoms, the actual novel. I have been reading it.
Yeah, can you lend me your version after that, or is it yours in Chinese?
I have got a Chinese copy, and I have been reading the English translation online, actually. And with an eye towards translating it into less stilted English.
Fair enough. Yeah, because, you know, I've recently finished The Water Margin, and after I finished American Born Chinese, I'm pondering reading either Journey to the West or Three Kingdoms next, and I am not going to read The Tale of the Rock.
Hey, man, ancient Chinese literature.
Ancient Chinese literature. The Tale of the Rock, a.k.a. Dreams of the Red Chamber. But it's about a rock. How interesting can that be?
Anything about the rock is great.
I mean, that rock. Not ancient Chinese rock. An actual rock.
Ancient Chinese the rock.
Isn't that Scorpion King?
No, that's ancient Egyptian rock.
Yeah, it would have to be something like the Crane King or the... Oh, the
Dragon
King.
Emperor. All right.
Tomb of the Dragon Emperor?
Maybe. With the Rock. That movie might have been better with The Rock instead of Jet Li.
Or some sort of hybrid of the two, CG together.
Jet Rock. Rock Lee. Oh, wait a second. God. Isn't he a character in SNK?
He's a character in Naruto.
Oh, wait. No, I'm thinking of Rock Howard.
Naruto. You're thinking of Rock Howard, yes.
Rock Lee.
God damn it. You guys keep making me forget my number two. I remember my number two right now, and this is great because I just started on Friday, and Lita sent me a link to a site called www.fmylife.com. And this is the first time I ever heard about it. And she sent me only one entry. And let me recall this entry to you. I am a teacher at an elementary school. And during a test, I saw a kid holding a note and writing down on his test during an exam. And so I ran up to the kid, took his test, ripped up the exam, and then read the note out loud to the class. The note said, I believe in you, signed Mom.
F my life.
F my life.
You see, I can't actually go there because I've given up swearing for Lent.
That's true. But if you ever are bored at work and you need 111 pages of people recalling stupid things or terrible things that have happened in their lives, F My Life is a wonderful, wonderful resource of comedy.
There's actually a voting system on the bottom where that
exactly.
either says you deserved that or, man, your life does suck.
And I do every single one. Anyways, fmylife.com, fantastic.
My hidden number 6, by the way, because of that, is because I've been looking up various non-vulgar ways of swearing. So I've been reading a lot of Tintin. Blistering barnacles!
Tintin is going to come up eventually, I think, in, what, 2010 when the Steven Spielberg version comes out?
Something like that. All right.
Okay. Number one, you better make it the best number one ever, or else, you know, we're going to have to take your... Never mind.
Tales of Vesperia, does that count? I've been playing a lot of that.
That's okay.
It's got a ridiculous amount of unlockables. I mean, every boss has a secret achievement associated with it for 5 points. It's ridiculous. And then there are things that you have to backtrack for, various cutscenes that you can unlock by making characters cook. There's so much to do in that, and I'm trying not to do any of it and just run ahead and bull ahead with the story, which would make Miho cry. Because she's like, why aren't there enough nines in their hit points? They should be maxed out on everything. You should be on your third playthrough by now. It's like, no, I shouldn't be.
So Tales of Vesperia, I mean, that's a 360 exclusive as well.
Yes,
correct?
It is.
And do we really know how well that sold?
It sold pretty well. It was a package, and the package sold out.
In Japan, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There were a lot of store signs that said, oh, I am so glad that this came out for the 360. Well, actually, I'm so glad for that I have
the 360.
A 360. Yeah.
I mean, Star Ocean 4 just came out this week, too, and it did pretty nice
well.
Numbers, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Tales of Vesperia. I still have never finished any Tales game except for Fantasia.
Was that the one where you could be Elkabong Fantasia, where you could play the bard and hit people with your loot?
It's the one with Mint.
Oh, okay.
The Super NES one.
Got it, yeah.
I only played Tales of Destiny, the first one.
You are a loser. Off in the corner searching for gold.
I'm a winner off of the corner searching for gold.
Nerd fights brought to you by the S Words podcast.
We lost boss fights because of you.
But we gained so much gold, like 200.
Oh. All right, Sung, you're number one. I'm depressed now.
My number one is kind of askew, but it's this podcast.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the newest thing. And
we're a thing now, Kevin.
We're the hot new thing.
We are the hot new thing.
S-Words podcast brought to you by Nerd Fights.
Sport games.
Said new, not hot.
Oh.
Anyways, I really did enjoy the Sega one. And I did notice that a lot of you guys, you nonchalantly say a lot of names that we all know, but not necessarily the viewers.
Viewers don't necessarily need to know what the names are.
That's why we're bringing every single person up on the show. And then eventually they can create their own flow chart. Not flow chart. Network chart?
I don't know.
Relation chart. Relationship chart. There you go.
We can always just say friend X or things like that. It really wouldn't change the story.
That's true.
But I will say that I do have G's contact information if you ever want.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I told Lita that, and Lita being my other guest host and also the co-host for The Good, The Bad, The Movie Review, I told her that the last time I talked to G was before he graduated. Then she told me that apparently he came back for some dinner, and we actually had a dinner, and I was the one that arranged the dinner because he asked me to. And then she said it was at some place where they serve a lot of food, but it doesn't taste good. And I was like, I don't think this is not right. This is, you mean the burrito place that G and I went to before he graduated? And she's like, no, I'm pretty sure it was someplace. And I was like, what is the place? And eventually I was like, oh, shoot. Claim jumper. And I did arrange that dinner and I did meet G, and that was way after he graduated.
Good job, Kevin.
So now I feel like I'm truly 25.
All right, Mike. Bring us your number one.
My number one is an MMORPG.
Is it the ass-kissing MMORPG?
Ass-kissing?
Is it the Smorpeg?
The Smorpeg.
It is not, no. It is a free-to-play, which is the only reason I'm on it, because I'm cheap. I admit it. It's called Atlantica Online, and it's been a lot of fun.
Oh, this game.
It has actually been a lot of fun.
And it's the one with no bugs, right?
I wouldn't say no bugs.
Well, no, I'm saying, I mean insects, not actual.
Oh, unfortunately, witches. There are bugs. So, okay. Yeah, Rebecca, you will not be able to get past level 30. Because you will never fight that.
Yeah, I know, because she was saying that she couldn't play World of Warcraft because of the spiders.
I don't think she'll be able to play any RPG.
Or any real video game.
Has she heard about Tabula Rasa? They're closing up shop this week, but they're in space. I don't think there are insects in space.
All right.
You can get the game for free from any of your local GameStop dumpsters.
Yes.
Like E.T. if you just drive out to New Mexico?
No, they dug those back up, remember? Recently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, Kevin, let's give us your number one.
My number one, and I've been really trying to save this one up for number one. Anyways.
Sex?
No.
Sporn?
No.
Sleep?
I wish. Notice how I say for that one, I wish.
Yeah.
Anyways, it is my new Kindle 2. And being a person that usually does not read at all, except for comic books, which are books, and I am very, very pleased with it. The electronic ink looks fantastic. And the best thing is you can put your manga on it.
Your legal manga, right?
Yes.
Your legally acquired
legally
manga?
Legally translated manga.
Legal, right?
Did you hear about the rumors about the Kindle 3, how it's going to be touch?
That's fine.
I was born on that.
Dear God.
Trivia games. They're not sporn touching games. The sporn games and the touching games are entirely separate.
You know that every single touch device that Apple releases, they give you a little rag so you can clean it off?
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. It's like glasses then?
Yes.
All right. But it's not an actual towel, right?
It absorbs very well.
Good. Wait.
So you tested it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyways.
I got to get out of this place.
Kindle 2, anyways. It's very, very expensive for $359, but definitely if you do want to start reading again. I mean, I actually started reading books on it, and I'm like, hey, I'm reading books again. That's amazing. And definitely the manga's... The manga looks great on it. It really, really looks like regular paper, even off of this low-resolution manga images I have. Anyways, yes, that is my number one. So
let's get into the mailbag, Kevin.
Yes, let us get into the mailbag. I'm sorry. Suggestions. And it is from Mitchell the Man, and he says two words. Star Wars for a week. Love the podcasts. Man. Anyways, Mitchell the Man, I am a huge Star Wars fan.
So am I.
Of the original trilogy, the only trilogy. And I would love to do a Star Wars episode. I would love to do 7 Star Wars episodes. I would love to podcast.
Why would we need 7? We'd only need 3, one for each of the good movies.
No, I would need one for every day of the week.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Anyways, yes, I'm definitely got Star Wars on my radar. I don't know about this other guy that I like talk to on the show.
As soon as they release a reason to praise Star Wars, you know, something
you mean the
other
trilogy.
As soon as they re-release the Star Wars trilogy or something like that, or maybe
you mean this year and last year and next year,
and when they stop, you know, stinking up the joint with hideous sequels and spin-offs and.
So no bad. Star Wars podcast.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Oh, that's
we
depressing.
Will be doing Star Wars eventually. I am hoping we can squeeze this in for Memorial Day weekend because that is the proper time to be releasing one. And I'm very excited about it. And it will keep showing up on my list and my radar until Dom goes blind.
You know, if I keep playing my Sporn games, supposedly I'm going to go blind.
Excellent.
Maybe that's going to be my new code word for Sporn games is just going to be going blind. I've been going blind this week, which is funny because usually for the porn, I actually turn off the monitor and just skip through it because it's depressing.
All right. Thanks.
Anyway.
Thanks, Mitchell the Man, for getting us back into sporn games.
All right.
Anyways, our next suggestion email comes from Lebiuske. Lebiuske. You know who you are. I just recently started listening to your podcast, and I must say I enjoy it so far. I don't really listen to very many. I usually listen to 1 or 2 podcasts. He goes on to say, if this keeps up, I will listen to everyone you guys do. Congrats. On a side note, I understand that making the podcast takes a lot of work because, he and his friends apparently tried to do it and failed. So he tells us to keep up the good work. He has a side note that he loves.
Wait, he has a side note to the next side? To the side note? Is that a...
That was the whole message. I just read it very side note-ish.
Very.
Anyways, he has a side note saying the Street Fighter podcast made him tear up as it reminded him of the good old arcade days. All right. Going into the next email. Hey, what a great email to follow up with Mitchell the Man. This one is from Chris Kushner, and he says, I assume you're going to do an episode on Star Wars and all that entails, right? And I say, right, right?
Right?
Right. Okay, we're doing it. Michael Tseng writes in, this is the guy that suggested the scraps, which maybe at the end of this episode we will try scraps.
I don't know, this one's kind of starting to run
a little
long.
Yes, this is going very long. He says that the very first color portable was not the Game Gear, it was the Lynx, and also the Turbo Express also came first, and he wants to correct us for nerd points. He also mentions that he did have the Sega Channel, and it was broadband, actually. It was not. It was during the times of the 28.8 modem, so 6 megabits per second off that power. And it also included some game demos and game variations that you can still not get an actual cartridge nowadays. So
I'm
actually
filled with hatred.
That you never got to experience it.
Yeah.
It even came out with, like, apparently demos ahead of time. Things like that. Sneak peek kind of games.
Ahead of its time.
Yeah, Sega.
Sega!
All right. Thank you, Michael. He says, keep up the good work, and he'll be listening. So, Mike, Mr. Jeffrey A. Lalone wants to follow up on your previous statement about Metroid. And he says, is it too much of a stretch to do Super Metroid?
Starts with an S.
And, yeah, I think now we can clearly say we've gotten multiple Metroid requests,
I still don't like Metroid that much.
You don't have to like it.
I like
it starts
Metroid.
With an S.
It starts with an S in the
it
same way.
It starts with an M.
It starts with an S in the same way that a lot of Super Nintendo games start with the S.
Metroid,
that would be Super.
Metroid is very different from Super Metroid.
Yeah, it is.
You have
it's
to
true.
Admit that.
That is true.
And I didn't like the original Metroid.
The vast majority of
Metroids.
Fans came from Super Metroid.
That means they're Philistines. Or at least it just means they're really young.
I think we're going to just put Super Metroid in the scraps for now.
Hey, you know
so
what?
It might show up randomly one day, so keep listening.
You know what I just thought of? Symphony of the Night also starts with an S.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It'll come up. There's so many things. We only do one show a week.
Those kind of things go in scraps, man. We can't really, because that's really Castlevania.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, don't we already have a Simon Belmont lined up?
Oh, yes, we do have Simon Belmont. There you go.
Done.
Except he's not in Symphony of the Night. But that's okay.
That's
all right. Wait.
There's Trevor Belmont in Symphony
of the Night. I don't
know. I
don't have enough nerd points to know.
Trevor Belmont only appears in a sprite form.
You mean Ralph.
It's Ralph? What?
Wiggum.
Ralph C. Belmont is his name in Japan.
It's Trevor in the U.S., right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
because
I thought.
Because Ralph
means
pink.
All right, Dom, you actually have the next email. It is a very long one, so please paraphrase.
First, your foreman is talk about something for a while, tangent, get back to topic, tangent, finish up. Yes, it is. All right, no complaints there. There's the second point. The main point of the S-word suggestion seems to be pointless rambling, so I'll say the main one first. Squeenix. Yeah, that's on the list, so don't worry about that. Secondly, wait, there's 2 seconds in here. Anyway, the second is S-word ideas. These are all these are all sour of the moment, sorry, let me say it right, and all of have a few problems or are terribly half-baked. Suzumiya Haruhi, which is on our radar at some point.
I believe it is only on your radar.
Hey, if you're doing Star Wars, no wait, Star Wars is for me too. Dang! I should show you the shorts.
Yep, Suzumiya Haruhi goes in the scrap pile, man.
No, fine. stick figures, that goes in the scrap pile, stick figures.
I don't really know how much we can talk about stick figures.
Yeah,
I can talk about XKCD and...
Order of the Stick, and that's it.
And those Flash things.
Yeah, that's it. All right, let's get...
What about those great little drawings that are sometimes in Mega Tokyo?
You mean that by that really, like, full of himself guy?
They're lame.
I know.
Right?
That guy is such a loser.
Such a loser. All right, this
he
has ended up
that much nerd points either.
This has ended up being much bigger than I'd expected, but in closing, you guys are doing a great job and keeping it up. Sega was fantastic. Blah blah blah.
That's the end of the.
That's the end of the mail.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Jerry Lee writes in very quickly, and Dom, you can answer this right away in one word. Is Fred ever possibly going to be a guest?
Sure.
Okay, there you go. Next email is from Saya. And although I think these are, I pulled some
now.
Comments. Yeah, I pulled some good comments. Saya reminds us that Myst actually created the sandbox genre 6 years ago.
6 years before Shenmue, yeah, not six,
oh,
6 years ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
6 years ago was like GTA 3, wasn't it?
I feel like I'm 25. Anyways, yes, I would have to agree that Myst is pretty much the first sandbox game because you can go in those levels in any order pretty much.
That's fair enough.
I still always lump it as an adventure game first.
Yeah,
especially
since
sandbox, I always think of you 3D move through the world.
Yeah.
But technically, I have to say it is sandbox.
Yeah, Myst probably did create the sandbox genre, but the sandbox genre as we know it, I think, was more defined by Shenmue. It's just you have to add crime for people to be interested, apparently, instead of sailors.
Or cogs.
Yeah.
Cogs in books and getting stuck in books.
Yeah.
All right. The next comment comes from Jeff, and he says he was listening to this podcast. Oh, wait. He was listening to this podcast, and it was a mistake because he's in his dorm room right now, and all his Sega stuff, save for Gunstar Heroes on his virtual console, which is a very good choice, is back at his dad's place, and he seriously is all misty-eyed for his collection that he cannot access right now. And he continues saying that he grew up with the Nintendo kind of stuff. I think that was more what his brother was into. So eventually when he got his first job, he bought his own Dreamcast, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2, which I forgot to mention. I love that game a lot. Crazy Taxi, Sonic, Alpha 3, all the usual Dreamcast games that make me feel like we should just stop recording right now and start playing some Dreamcast.
Hey guys, want to play some Choo-Choo Rocket? I'll play with my feet.
No, we can't be loud.
Dang. Well, no, I was going to play with my feet on a Dreamcast.
We can't yell at each other.
Oh, okay. We can just beat each other up, right?
Silently.
Silently. All right.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. I actually feel exactly the same way. I did grow up Nintendo, and Dreamcast broke me into Sega.
Speaking of this, there isn't a comment that says, you guys gave absolutely zero love to Panzer Dragoon and Rez.
Now, I love Rez, and I have Rez on Dreamcast.
And I love Panzer Dragoon.
I've never played Panzer Dragoon.
I wrote one of the strategy guides for that, for Orta, for GamePro, so it has a special place in my heart because of that.
And you just happened to forget, and now it's...
it was number 15, and Panzer Dragoon RPG is number 16 on my list.
That's so now there are 17, growing list.
There are 17 top games for me for the Sega systems, and then there's Shining Force at number 18. And then number 19 is Dragon Force.
Okay.
Kevin.
And that's 20.
We're good.
Kevin, for Rez, did you have to get the European release, or were you able to snag one of the...
I do have the...
Transvibrator?
No. I do have the Japanese release, and I used a boot disc.
Nice. Very nice. I had to get the European release to get my Rez.
Oh. But eventually it came out on PlayStation 2. I have that version as well, and I also have the Xbox One. And I've still never beaten it. For shame.
Yeah, seriously.
I know.
Now who's a loser, huh?
Bring out the Dreamcast.
Nerd points down to 3. All right. From our Facebook group, I know we probably don't promote the Facebook group that often, but I do post in there, and I think that's about it. Anyways,
look at it.
Yes, that's true. Anyways, Sean writes there, and he says, oh man, I've never heard of Incredibad before tonight. And I have to say, the song, Like a Boss, is one of the funniest things I've ever listened to.
Like a boss.
Thanks to whoever on the cast suggested it.
Like a boss.
Yeah, I would say, you're very welcome, Sean.
Like a boss
is one of our is one of my favorite songs from this year.
Like a boss.
And I still cannot listen to it when I'm on the train.
Like a boss.
Because one of the worst things that ever happened was a guy in a wheelchair got snagged along the railing trying to get out of the train. And I was listening to that song, and it was just bad timing in which I started to giggle. Anyways,
Now, what? You're calling me a bad person?
I'm sorry. I was not laughing at him, okay? I was laughing, and then I turned, and I saw what was happening, and then I was like,
oh, body massage.
Anyways,
Cat Dream?
Oh, by Odin's Raven.
Cat also writes in on Facebook saying, Dom in a kilt in the snow. Not sure if I feel any better for suggesting snow.
I have nothing to reply to that other than me in a kilt would be the sexiest thing you've ever seen. Seriously.
And finally, from our Twitter, I think Beastie Boyd replies to your mention that we were watching the Street Fighter movie, the new one. I would not wish that on anyone. You are truly brave, my friends.
We did it for you guys.
It was so horrible.
I'm trying to forget that.
After talking for an hour about it with us,
it's even hard to say, like, I did it for the fans, because it hurts so much.
Amy snuck a beer into that movie with us, and
after drinking two beforehand.
And it still wasn't enough. She turned to me and said, start talking jokey to me. Start talking funny to me, please.
Anyways, one other thing I would like to mention before we close off this suggestions and stuff segment, and it is, I check the stats on our site every once in a while. I also check the Google search keywords. So, Dom, what did someone search for that eventually led them to our site? It is not Sporn Games.
It is not Sporn Games. It is Oblivion Horse Armor.
Which means Oblivion Horse Armor has to go in the tags again for this episode. Oblivion Horse Armor.
Sporn Games. Dom's
Oblivion
touching
Horse
games.
Armor.
Dom's touching games.
All right, so that is the end of the suggestions and stuff segment. Man, we went really long on this one. Anyways, you can reach us online at www.s-words-podcast.com. Email us any suggestions for the suggestions segment, and that would be feedback@s-words-podcast.com. You can also check out the Facebook group for S-Words Podcast. And we are also on Twitter, and by we, I mean Dom, at twitter.com/s_words. You can follow up with his upcoming lion taming situation.
I am a macho business donkey wrestler.
All right. So wrapping up the S-Words podcast suggestions and stuff segment, Dom, you want to lead us off on the quote sound off?
I already did with macho business donkey wrestler. I'm going to have to figure out something else. You go next.
I like traffic lights, especially when they're green.
Tekusho, uchitottari!
Squirrel!
I finally found a meaning in my life, and that was the order of the web. Sometimes you don't go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where people know, people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. I was laughing, and then I turned and I saw what was happening, and then I was like, oh, I mean, oh, we can edit that out.
Oh, body massage.